Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Married at First Sight certainly has been a season, Carly. And people catch up right now on 9 Now and anything they might have missed, like last night, Carly.
Yeah, where these guys were kind of the center of a lot, I guess, of heat and controversy. Tori and Jack join us now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, team.
I feel like you guys should be used to it at this point, right? Constantly with all the heat. Is there a day you go, oh, it'd be nice just to have like a chill one, right?
Oh, mate, every day on the experiment, we're waking up maybe saying today's the day we can just relax and have a good time.
Well, can I just say, first of all, I'm surprised you honoured this media commitment because it seems like you didn't leave the show on good terms. You know, you kind of walked out, you weren't happy with your edits. So have you guys managed to kind of make good with the producers again since going rogue?
Well, we don't really chat to the producers that make the show, I suppose, but, you know, We get up and get on with our lives, and, you know, we like having these media opportunities. Everyone's pretty respectful, and, you know, it can only add clarity to our story and let us show Australia, you know, what makes Jack and Tori a good couple, and that's what we like to do.
Whilst there was a lot that I did not condone from you, Jack, during the experiment, especially some of those comments that you made, I actually, for the first time, was Team Tori and Jack last night.
Oh, wow.
Because, no, but in all honesty, you know, I feel like I did understand where you were coming from. Tori, you were right in saying that they were all lowlights that they showed. And I've actually said this with every chat I've had to you guys. Are there things they're just not showing? Because what we as the viewers were seeing of your relationship was nothing but kind of toxic behaviour. But you're one of the only couples at the end of it that are still together. So there must have been some good there, right?
Correct. And I feel like every time I get the opportunity to add clarity, it is the fact that we were a healthy, functioning couple. The content's there, right? The happy times are there. So what they choose to show, I guess, is in their hands. But no, the happy times are absolutely there.
So what, I guess, is some of the things that you took the most issue with? Was there anything that was glaringly edited to look way worse than what it was?
All of it. I think my issue with...
Jack, you actually said those comments, though, didn't you?
Throw it to me. I did say some shitty things. The worst thing that I said was on camera. So basically, an easy way to put it, anything that was brought up on me that wasn't on camera or didn't have audio, that you said glorified or, like, you know, enhanced. But obviously that night at the dinner party with Lauren, that was the true colours. That's what happened. That was what was seen. And I still hold myself accountable. But everything that I did, and I mean, Tori didn't stuff up. That I feel bad for Tori that, you know, at the end of the day, she was paired with me and I was the villain. I was the one running my mouth making these mistakes. And everything that didn't happen on camera is definitely, it's enhanced. Mm-hmm. But we sat there and we, you know, I used to say to the experts, who did I say this to? Where did this happen? And they used to say to me, it doesn't matter, you said it. And I wanted to know context, who I said this to, so I could be accountable and apologize directly to this person. And those things are thrown out. I was told things like, it doesn't matter, it happened. And, you know, I'll be looking around saying, who did I say this to? Who's offended? And no one would know. And even last night, they played a 20-minute video of us. Everyone else had about a 5-minute video with some trials and tribulations and happy moments. We just had a toxic 20-minute video. We're already flat at the time. And then the experts turned to us and said, what do you think? And I actually stood up and said, well, where are our highlights? Where are our happy moments? And I said, I'm not surprised no one gets us. And I'm not surprised Australia doesn't get us because you don't get to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. When was this actually filmed, this episode, last night?
Back in November, so quite some time ago.
Yeah.
And you guys are still together?
Still together. I live up here on the Gold Coast. We're just ready to, I guess, live our life post-experiment now without the show.
Yeah, it's kind of nice doing these joint interviews. We just sort of roll out of bed and grab a coffee, jump back in bed and answer the phone. It's nice.
I'd love to hear that. Now, something I want to bring up because I want to know if it's true. And also, I want a ticket. $118, you guys are charging for a meet and greet. Is that still happening or has it happened already?
We're making bank off that. It's going really well.
That's so good.
That's $118. I think we're worth a bit more than that. So we'll put a bit more.
Because I saw this post and it was like you're doing a victory tour. And I was like, that's pretty wild. But yeah, so wait, is it actually happening? Is that legit?
No. What? That is. Sorry.
I think I saw someone read, I'll pay $118 to avoid these people. But yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And if I watched the show back and didn't know who we were, I would too.
I'd probably pay it.
So what is next for you guys? Because obviously there is, and I look, whether people admit it or not, there are opportunities after shows like this with a bit of profile. Are you guys going to try are you guys going to try and, you know, cash in, I guess, on that 15 minutes and make a bit of money? Or will we see you back in the gym, Jack?
I don't think I need the teeth whitening. Thank you very much.
No, but it's just a classic one, isn't it, really? I feel like you have to do it, you know?
No, it is. I think I done an interview the other day. We're just happy living our humble little lives, and we've got good careers. I love being in the gym. I've been a PT for 10 years, so, you know, I've got a great network of clients, and I belong in the gym. I love doing what I do, and I'll continue to do that. And I've got an online platform, which is nice and busy as well, so I got flexibility. And Tori's got a great career also, and it's quite flexible for her. We can kind of work from home and travel if we want to. And what do you think, babe?
Yeah, I think, like, I'm not out here chasing, you know, anything. I'm more than happy to see what is, I guess, brought to me, or just see what is out there. But like Jack said, you know, I'm very stable in my career, and I'm not out here looking for a complete career change, but whatever comes from it, you know, is exciting, and we'll see whatever it is.
Yeah, I live a bit of a simple life. It doesn't take much to please me. So I'm happy with the small things, to be honest.
Now, just quickly before we wrap up, let's talk about Johnny, Lauren and Ellie, because I feel like there was some, like, while the heat was on you guys, I feel like he kind of got off pretty easily last night. Now, him and Ellie came on our show yesterday and basically made all these bold claims about how it was completely edited in Lauren's favour and that Lauren actually did not care about Johnny at all. What's your take on that, being in such close proximity? Do you think that Lauren was genuinely hurt, that she was blindsided?
I think there was an element of shock that Jono and Ellie turned up together. So that in itself, you know, is valid. I think Lauren didn't have any feelings for Jono. So I'm not sure if her being offended that they were together is a thing. But when Jono and Ellie walked in that night, everyone was, you know, really happy that they were together. And they were obviously both very, very happy, very comfortable. And it was nice to see, right? So their reactions and their responses to things on the night were, you know, a product of how they were getting, I guess, their reception that they were getting. So they weren't being insensitive, not at all. They were absolutely happy and elated to be together, and the rest of the group were happy and elated to see them together. So I think, yeah, they got done a little dirty with the way that it was kind of portrayed, but no, I don't think Lauren doesn't care about Jono. So I'm not sure why she was bothered.
I'll throw some in, like, there was a lot of things said towards Jono from Lauren as well that we never saw at multiple dinner parties. So there's a little bit of truth to what Jono and Ellie were saying as well.
Interesting. Well, you can admit, though, that they 100% should have told her before showing up together, right?
Oh, a heads up would have been nice, for sure.
Yeah,
I feel like that was a play on Jono. He'd been knocked back a few pegs from Lauren throughout the experiment, and I feel like the right thing to do would have been send her a message and say, hey, heads up. But I think he probably didn't do it because he wanted to give her a bit of shock factor.
Like,
and
a power play.
A little bit of a power play. And looking back at it now, I don't know if you asked him, maybe he would have given her the heads up. If not,
oh no, he's standing by.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, he didn't know to do that.
Doubling down.
Yeah.
We tried to even like give him some credit when maybe there's the producers just, you know, making it all happen. He's like, nah.
So he's owning it, I guess. Okay. Well, I guess you're one of the more success story to come out of this series.
Absolutely.
Of Mass, even though you've come out kind of the villains, which feels weird to say. Would you do it all again?
I would, as crazy as that sounds, I would do it all again. It's Look, I don't regret it. Not at all do I regret it. It was a wild ride. I wouldn't do it again straight away. Like,
have a break.
Few years, but yep. I would go back.
Yeah.
Is that banking on the fact that things don't work out with Jack?
I'll just go back on it. Just try again.
Give it another go. I got no regrets. Do I wish it was a different journey? Do I wish we got a different edit? We weren't villains. 100%. But, and again, maybe if I didn't come out of his tour, it would have been all for a little bit of nothing, just a, you know, a bunch of shit show dinner parties and couch sessions. But I feel like we've got the last laugh. We're pretty happy now. There's a lot of water gone under the bridge. It was filmed, you know, last year, and we're quite happy and living our best lives now. So I've got no regrets at this point.
Excellent.
Except for maybe some of the comments, Jack.
Oh, 100%. I think I've made it well known now. And I was trying to tell John and the experts the other night that I've got to, you know, work on myself and not be so reactional and watch what I say. And, yeah, I'll try and do that moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, good luck to you guys. And I look forward to seeing you at the meet and greet. And Married at First Sight catch up on 9Now. Thanks, guys.
See you, guys.